There are two types of children's trust which have been given special inheritance tax treatment from the 22nd of March 2006. These are trusts for bereaved minors and age 18 to 25 trusts. We'll consider both of these in this session. First, let us define these two types of trust, starting with trusts for bereaved minors. A trust for a bereaved minor is one in which property is either held on trust under the rules of intestacy or held on trust under the will of a deceased parent for the benefit of a bereaved minor. The terms of the trust must be that at the age of 18, the bereaved minor will become absolutely entitled to the trust property, to any income arising from it, and to any accumulated income. Until the beneficiary attains the age of 18, trust property may be applied by the trustees for the benefit of the bereaved minor. A bereaved minor is a person who has not yet attained the age of 18 and at least one of whose parents has died. A parent includes a step-parent. The second type of children's trust is the age 18 to 25 trust. An age 18 to 25 trust is one where property is held on trust for the benefit of a person who has not yet attained the age of 25 and at least one of whose parents has died. The trust must be established under the will of a deceased parent or step-parent of the beneficiary. Therefore, lifetime trusts or trusts set up by grandparents will not qualify as age 18 to 25 trusts. The terms of the trust must be that at the age of 25, at the latest, the beneficiary must become absolutely entitled to the trust property, to any income arising from it, and to any accumulated income. Until the beneficiary attains the age of 25, trust property may be applied for the benefit of the beneficiary. A trust cannot be an age 18 to 25 trust if it falls within the definition of a trust for a bereaved minor or within the definition of an accumulation and maintenance trust. Either of these types of trust can be created before or after the 22nd of March 2006. The IHT treatment simply depends on whether the trust satisfies the conditions set out in the legislation. It may be possible for some pre-22nd of March 2006 trusts, for example, old A&M trusts set up in the will of a parent, to be altered to come within the conditions, or such trusts may have been set up several years ago but now satisfy the conditions. We'll consider this situation later on in this session. Let us now look at the IHT treatment of these children's trusts, starting with trusts for bereaved minors. The creation of a trust for a bereaved minor will be a chargeable death transfer. Whilst the trust is in existence, there will be no charge to inheritance tax. For example, there will be no principal or exit charges. There will be no IHT exit charge when property ceases to be held in the trust. For example, when the beneficiary attains the age of 18 or becomes entitled to trust property before that age, or on the death of the bereaved minor before the age of 18, or trust assets being advanced to the bereaved minor. You will see, therefore, that trusts for bereaved minors are protected from IHT. The IHT treatment of age 18 to 25 trusts is more complicated, as such trusts are less protected. The creation of an age 18 to 25 trust will again be a chargeable transfer on death. Whilst the trust is in existence and the beneficiary is under the age of 18 years, there will be no charge to inheritance tax. For example, there will be no principal or exit charges. There will therefore be no IHT exit charges when assets leave the trust before the beneficiary becomes 18. If the trust continues beyond the beneficiary attaining the age of 18, there will be an exit charge on certain events. Age 18 to 25 trusts are not liable to principal charges. An exit charge will therefore arise when the beneficiary becomes absolutely entitled to the trust property over the age of 18, on the death of the beneficiary after the age of 18, on trust assets being advanced to the beneficiary after the age of 18. We calculate the exit charge in a similar way to calculating an exit charge for a discretionary trust. The amount of tax is the chargeable amount, multiplied by the actual rate of tax. The chargeable amount is the loss to the trust on the event, after any APR or BPR. We calculate the actual rate in a similar way to the way we calculate the actual rate for exit charges on discretionary trusts. We first compute the effective rate, then multiply by 30%, then multiply by n over 40. N is the number of complete quarters ending on the date of the chargeable event and beginning on the date either when the trust was created or the beneficiary attained the age of 18, whichever is later. The effective rate is calculated in the same way as for an exit charge in the first 10 years of a discretionary trust. The relevant pro forma should now have appeared on your screen. If you study this for a moment or two, it should be familiar as it is the same pro formas as we used when we looked at exit charges in a previous session. Press continue when you're ready to go on. Let us run through a couple of illustrations on exit charges on age 18 to 25 trusts. Andrew died on the 31st of May 2007. He had made transfers of £165,000 in the 7 years before his death. The value of Andrew's estate at his death was £440,000, on which IHT of £122,000 was paid out of residue. In his will, he left his estate to his son, James. James was born on the 1st of August 1990. The terms of the trust are that James will receive the trust property absolutely at the age of 25. On the 1st of August 2015, the value of the trust property will be £500,000. Assuming that the nil rate band in 2015-16 is £400,000, we will calculate the exit charge when James reaches the age of 25. James becomes 18 on the 1st of August 2008. Attaining the age of 18 is not a chargeable event, so there is no IHT at this point. The regime for 18 to 25 trusts in Section 71D IHTA will therefore start to apply to the trust from the 31st of May 2007. The later of these dates is therefore the 1st of August 2008. He becomes 25 and entitled to trust capital on the 1st of August 2015. There will be an exit charge at this point. The trust assets are therefore subject to the exit charge for 28 quarters. The exit charge is the chargeable amount multiplied by the actual rate. The chargeable amount is £500,000, being the trust assets passing to the beneficiary at 25. We now need to compute the actual rate. We compute the actual rate by using the pro forma for an exit charge in the first 10 years of a discretionary trust. The initial value of the 18 to 25 trust is the estate of £440,000 less the IHT paid of £122,000, giving £318,000. The nil band at exit in 2015-2016 is assumed to be £400,000. We deduct transfers in the 7 years before death of £165,000, leaving a nil band available of £235,000. We tax the excess at 20%, giving notional tax of £16,600. The effective rate is the notional tax as a percentage of the transfer. The notional transfer is £318,000, giving an effective rate of 5.22%. The actual rate is the effective rate of 5.22% multiplied by 30% multiplied by n over 40. N here is 28, giving an actual rate of 1.096%. The exit charge is therefore the chargeable amount of £500,000 multiplied by 1.096%, giving £5,480. One final thing here to mention is that the maximum number of quarters that property can be within an age 18 to 25 trust is 28, i.e. for 7 years between the ages of 18 and 25. The highest possible actual rate is therefore 6% multiplied by 28 over 40, which is 4.2%. Some existing A&M trusts may qualify as age 18 to 25 trusts after April 2008. Where an old A&M trust gives a beneficiary a right to the capital of the trust at age 25 or earlier, any exit charges after the 5th of April 2008 will be computed using the rules for age 18 to 25 trusts. This treatment will be beneficial because exit charges are always calculated using the initial value of the trust assets when the trust was originally created, even if the trust is more than 10 years old at the date of the exit charge, and there are no principal charges for age 18 to 25 trusts. Before April 2008, A&M trustees could have amended the terms of the trust to give beneficiaries the right to capital at age 25 or earlier. This would have brought these trusts within the age 18 to 25 regime and reduced the future IHT exposure. Remember that not all A&M trusts give a right to capital at age 25. Some give an interest in possession at 25 and a right to capital at a later age. Pre-2006 A&M trusts, which satisfy the definition of an age 18 to 25 trust, will come within Section 71D from either the beneficiary attaining the age of 18 or the 6th of April 2008. Remember that any capital appointments from A&M trusts before the 6th of April 2008 were not chargeable to IHT.